The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning. We're back 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. By the way, this morning I posted concept number 3 from my new book, Doomed to Repeat, on my Substack page at davekrieger.substack.com. Interesting subtitle for those of you who want to go exploring the internet. By the way, we at the Power Hour would not exist without your donations and your purchases from the Power Mall. That's how we are staying alive and well for 2024. So if you ignore the buymeacoffee.com little banner that pops up when you go to thepowerhour.com, well, it just reduces our chances of existing. So we appreciate you doing that, especially when you shop at the Power Mall, where if you spend over $200, you get free shipping. Some exclusions apply, like drop shipping and the heavy bulk gallon orders of Miracle-2 soap, stuff like that. But for the most part, it's a done deal if you spend more than $200, and you help us out when you do that. To show you that we care in return, we're all about solutions on the program. Scott Shara is going to be joining us later in the show. At least that's the tentative plan right now. He is working tirelessly to bring his daughter Grace's story to all and what they did were in hospital. St. Elizabeth's up in Wisconsin, in essence, murdered his daughter. There's a civil trial going on. He's going to give us some updates about that later in the show. We have the RIPE machine for those of you, not a cheap date, but it's effective. You can watch TV if you're a couch potato. Take the RIPE machine, wear very loose-fitting, thin clothing, and sit on that RIPE machine, or you can go barefoot and put the little strap. There's little strap pads with little detectors, you know, on the bottom, little pieces of metal there. All right, those touch the bottom of your feet because your feet are very good receptors when it comes to frequency, and they're included with your kit. And you can use that RIPE machine when you're working. You can use it at home when you're relaxing. You can put it on your feet. You can get the accessory pads. You can sleep on it at night. It works. Go to bed with a backache. Set it on pain. Setting number 19. It's pre-programmed. And wake up refreshed. No backache. I'm a living testimony. I've been using the RIPE machine now for almost 3 years. About the size of a Game Boy. So it's not, you know, crazy. You don't have to worry about people walking in your bedroom or visiting your bedroom on the way to the bathroom if you have company over and there. What's that big bulky thing sitting in your room? It's not like that. It is totally cool what it does. Bombs your body with frequencies. So it is now available at thepowermall.com. If you have questions, you can ask those questions simply by calling 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central. Of course, if you don't know what we have at the Power Mall, all you have to do, if you don't have internet, just request a catalog at that toll-free number. That easy. Okay, 4 minutes after the hour here, I want to talk for a minute about this fear-mongering going on. Now, here's the thing. Understand that we try to get to the truth, all right? The truth of it is the World Health Organization has nefarious intent upon all of us. This Gabricius, he's a troublemaker. He likes to fearmonger. He's talking about disease X. this future pandemic, more deadly than anything humanity has ever faced. Yeah. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Remember that hype? Yeah. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a drone. You got to watch how these people behave. Because they want to take away your rights. And here's the thing. When disease X, it's funny that they come up with that. World Economic Forum, as a matter of fact, met in Davos to discuss disease X, a hypothetical pathogen that could usher in a new and deadlier pandemic, deadlier than the last one. Uh-huh. According to disease experts like Dr. Richard Urso, however, this is nothing new. It's nothing novel. He told Frontline Health he's not worried about it. He said if they make something really deadly, it's not going to spread easily. It literally took him 2 hours to figure COVID-19 out. He alluded to the possibility that the next deadly pathogen is likely going to be produced in a lab rather than from nature. Yeah, a bat got it on with a pangolin. Uh-huh. Not genetically possible. No, it has to actually be something that they can scare people with. And the dumb people out there, I cannot believe, if you look at the Darwinistic features of our society out there today, you know, people don't realize it's not the disease itself that's the problem. That's not the weapon. According to Urso, like we all know, it's going to be the vaccine. They're going to have a genetic vaccine already developed for it. And see, the reason Urso made those comments is he's a drug design and treatment specialist. He's an ophthalmologist and former chief of orbital oncology at MD Anderson Cancer Center. And here's what he says they're going to do. They're going to shut down the internet, stop communication between the parties trying to get the truth out. You know, see, it's all about depopulation, folks. We all know it. But see, the real issue here is compliance. Because, you know, we've all, as many articles have come out about wearing masks, which, by the way, have graphene oxide in them, and you still see people in the store. They don't look sick, but yet they're wearing masks. They're wimps. I could use the P word, but I don't want to get, you know, people's, you know what, in a bunch. Not that P word either. The one that's very similar to a cat. Because they're afraid to stand up to their government, because that's who's behind this. And now your government, your Congress, who declares wars whenever it wants, allows things to happen, goes out and invests in defense contractors, and then starts, you know, rhinoing to get more funding for whatever war they feel like getting involved in so that their stock will go up, so they enrich themselves. And it's all part of the bigger cult following that's called Washington, D.C. and Congress. They get up there, they get compromised, they get honey trapped, you know, any number of things. It's all part of that bigger cult. Speaking of cults, we had another Jonestown all over again, this time a little bit differently. Paul Nathenge McKenzie is leader of the Good News International Church. 94 of his associates and him were charged in a court in Kenya this past week with terrorism-related crimes over the starvation deaths of 429 of his followers. He was accused of ordering his followers to starve themselves so they could enter heaven before the destruction of the world. He was arrested in April of last year after the police were tipped off to the starvation cult by a human rights group called Haki Africa. And, of course, we're hearing about it now, because we're getting close to trial. And now another Kenyan judge in Malindi, Kenya, ordered McKenzie and 30 of its associates to undergo mental health evaluations so they could face charges of murder, manslaughter, terrorism, and torture. And of course, the charges, according to prosecutors, are going to be filed within 2 weeks, including 191 counts of child murder. According to a former cult member, McKenzie preached that kids should be murdered first, starving in bright sunlight so they would die faster, so their parents would be certain the children made it to heaven before they killed themselves. Sounds like Jim Jones all over again, doesn't it? But this goes right back to, you see how people can be duped? happening right here in America. Those people that put their faith in government and not God are the ones that are part of that Darwinistic pool of genes I was talking about. And the gene pool will eventually rid itself. You'll know who the compliant ones are because they're the ones walking around with the face diaper on. And these people eventually are going to succumb because they went out and they got the last round of boosters and the jabs, and they'll buy into anything. Oh my God, we can't die now. Let's go get the new latest genetic vaccine. Oh, it's guaranteed to take you out. And a lot of people just flat out don't care. I don't care, like my ex, my late mother, que sera, sera. Said, Mom, did you like Doris Day that much? You keep singing it. You don't want to go vote. I guess you don't care about your future. Nah, I'm ready to go. Okay, you've said that the last 10 years and you're still here, Mom. Shut up. I wasn't that mean to her, really. No, I took care of her a number of years before she passed. So people called me the good son and I go, well, if you only knew. No, I'm just kidding. No, Mom was a handful. But here's the thing. When you get dementia, and she was my adopted mother, by the way. When you get dementia, your filter starts to disappear. And anybody that's taking care of anyone with dementia knows this. Because the person with dementia, the filter, like, it's gone. And they will come up with and say stuff out of the blue that'll just totally fry your brain. But you see, those are the people right there that are, you know, it adds to the problem when somebody can talk them into doing something they shouldn't be doing, like taking a jab. That is not informed consent. When you have a condition like that, where you cannot go out and effectuate a new will or add a codicil to it, or you can't set up a trust. I mean, you can't do any of those things because you're not of sound mind. You have to be. That's rule number one. The attorney will literally, once he finds out you've got issues with memory, will get up and walk away from the table. Sorry, we're done here. Which is why, you know, people should prepare their estates before it all sets in. If you have a history, your family's got a history of mental illness or stuff like that, having dementia. Now, sadly, because of the fact that so many drink alcohol, you have alcohol-induced dementia. Yes, that can happen, and it does every day of the week. Do you want to move down to Florida where the party city is? Speaking of which, Ron DeSantis is no longer running for president. He is moving back into the governor's mansion in Tallahassee to run the state. Decided after Iowa and New Hampshire, probably best he not participate anymore. Like, what took him so long? He really was doing a really fantastic job as governor of Florida. He should just go there and stay there. Should have never done it in the first place. It was a big waste of millions of dollars. And, you know, sheer fantasy when you've got somebody that is taking 51 to some odd percent of the vote. So, welcome back to Florida, Ron. North Korea, meanwhile, has announced it's tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone. What will they think of next? Yes, it's a weapon that could theoretically wipe out entire port cities. North Korean state media said the test was intended as an intimidating response to the U.S.-South Korean military drills. Well, listen, little fat boy up there running the whole show. I'm talking to you, dictator Kim Jong-un. You're saber rattling again. That's the way most of us Americans look at you. We are not viewing you through rose-colored glasses, Kim Jong-un. We are looking at you like some sort of a nutball that's in charge of a rogue state. And yes, you may have something that has some sort of confirmed lethal strike capability, or so you say. But until you actually use it, and see, what's going to happen is when we find out that it's from you that North Korea launched it, somebody is going to turn Pyongyang and a majority of North Korea into a nuclear parking lot. I think that's what MacArthur wanted to do, starting with the 38th parallel. And, of course, Truman fired him. And now we had the Korean War. And it's a mess. And look how many thousands of troops are over in South Korea right now. Potentially in harm's way. Just never know. Former leader Sinn Féin's Jerry Adams faces a lawsuit from victims of IRA bombings during the Troubles. I got to ask myself, knowing, having been to Ireland and reading up in the history, and if you know anything about the Troubles in Ireland, man, I'm telling you, you want to talk about a civil war. And this is kind of one of the reasons why I wrote concept number three in my Substack page, talking about a repeat of that here in America. People need to quietly prepare for it. Now, I mean, like I said, it doesn't take a Rasmussen poll. You can read it. It's on there. Now, understand that Sinn Féin has quite the reach now in government over there in the British Isles. But you see, the thing is, the Troubles were back in the 70s, basically. Yes, they had Easter Rising way back when, and that, you know, kind of set the stage for what was to happen in the future. But to right now, Sinn Féin is the political arm of the IRA, okay? Let's get that clear. And see what they're doing. These people are suing Jerry Adams, claiming he acted together with others to bomb the British mainland, was directly responsible for decisions to place IED-type devices in 1973 and 1996. And if they prevail, they are seeking only £1 as damages for vindicatory purposes. That's $1.27, folks. Now, Jerry Adams has to hire an attorney. And if he loses, he may be paying $1.27 to each one of these plaintiffs. But he's going to be paying their legal fees as well. And that's where things are going to get a little crazy. So even though he challenged that protection to claimants in personal injury cases, the bombing victims claimed the move was an effort to bully him into dropping the case. I have to ask why, because of the fact that with all of the Troubles and you got some 3,600 people, mostly in Northern Ireland through IRA bombings like Enniskillen and whatnot. I've been through Enniskillen, the rather interesting little town. Northern Ireland, just this, the history is fascinating. And when you drive through these areas and you understand how the Troubles played out there, and then while we were there, some contingent IRA set off an explosive device at the Wattle Bridge, right outside County Cavan in the Republic of Ireland, in Northern Ireland. And it was designed as a, here's a fake one, everybody's looking at it, well, the real one goes off 200 meters away. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but they were sending a message. We're watching you. We have a pulse on what you're doing. You see, there are people over there that are not afraid to sacrifice themselves in the name of freedom, unlike what we're doing here. You know, this is one of the reasons why they went after Lord Mountbatten. And they blew up his boat with family members on board. And of course, they caught the ones that did it. But it doesn't matter. The whole idea was they went after British royalty. They were sending a message. And then, of course, you had the issues over at the dockside, bogside, rather. If you want to read about bogside, that's a real scary thing. British Para 1 came in and basically executed, shot people in the back as they were fleeing. Yeah, that was in Londonderry, now called Derry, Northern Ireland. I mean, young people, if you've ever been to Belfast, you'll see all the memorials there that were built, walls that were painted, Bobby Sands' picture on the walls. I mean, it's amazing what you see over there. And you realize that all these people sacrificed themselves for what? To be free. Okay. Now, you think that the IRA is radical? because they set off an occasional IED to remind the powers that be, we're not going to let you push us around. And if you start overstepping your boundaries, this is what's going to happen. He sees there's that political tit for tat out there. It's just that the IRA, of which Sinn Féin is the political arm, the IRA has this little hidden presence out there. It's more secretive, I think, than the Ku Klux Klan was over here. I mean, they like to, you know, put white robes and pointy hats and whatnot on their head with eye holes and march up and down on horseback and scare people. Huh. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So now we move on to, it's the message, folks. When DeSantis dropped out, by the way, he endorsed Trump. He dropped out of the presidential race yesterday before the New Hampshire primary and endorsed Trump. And of course, Nikki Haley is running into brick walls everywhere she goes because people are starting to wake up and realize she's a warmonger. You shall know them by their fruits. She used to work at the UN. She was an ambassador for the U.S. at the UN. That should tell you something. Anybody that plays in the United Nations is not our friend, folks. Anybody that plays in the UN, because the UN is all behind this disease X. And mark my words, if somebody goes out there and starts this nonsense and tries to take away our rights and you all sit idly by and say and do nothing, you get what you get. Now, there are peaceful means of doing this, like picking up the phone and calling your congressperson and senator especially, because they got to vote on this stuff, and tell them, look, you need to start investigating the United Nations and what they're up to, because they're going to try to totally disrupt and eliminate our Constitution. Because treaties supersede the Constitution. And if you give the UN control of this country and you start giving people universal basic income, digitizing their entire banking system, you know what will probably happen is the right-thinking individuals are going to do something to collapse the power grid. Because, see, they need electricity to make this work. Just like these dead batteries out there. You wonder why nobody's buying electric vehicles? Bully. Bully, 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 bully. And that means good for you. See, because they know with all these foreigners that have come in here, the idiot Biden, there's a problem. Because a lot of them are Chinese and a lot of them have probably been trained to go into the back of these HV transformers remotely and shut them down. And when it happens and you have no electricity and you have no plans to make your family survive or get your family to survive because you don't have a source of electricity, then you will, you know, succumb to that over time. Those who depend on electricity for medical devices to function will succumb sooner than later. But this is what Biden did. He thinks that he's going to make all these people voters. And that the democratic process, whatever they want to call that, our constitutional republic will go away and be replaced by full-on socialism, just the way Shyamalama Obama Ding Dong wants it. And of course, if his son or whatever, I don't know, his son, he almost looked like his son in that picture, didn't he? The one we put out last week, the two of them cuddling together. Guy looked like a man. Now we're finding out he registered as one in his voter registration in Illinois. His name was Michael Robinson. Now, how do you think that's going to work out? See, we already had a gay for a president because it's perfectly obvious Trump had sex with him. His person came out on TV and exposed it. So today we had a gay president. Now we're going to have a transsexual president. Michael Obama is going to run. Yeah, you know, it's amazing what you can do over time with all facial feminization surgery. How long do you think it's going to be before the real truth comes out and everybody starts showing these voter registration cards out there with M circled instead of F, male instead of female? How do you see when Obama ran in 2008, all of a sudden Michael changed it to female, then makes you wonder exactly what happened. And people are going, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Really? Gee, I wonder what's down there. Why are the two of them together? I got to ask a lot of questions. I mean, come on, think about it. You look at the picture I put out on her email blast last week. Sure looks like a dude to me. And he and Obama are snuggling together. Yeah, they're more than bosom buddies, folks. Fannie Willis, meantime, she's getting hers. A special prosecutor in the Georgia election case against former President Trump paid for Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to fly with him to San Francisco, Miami. And, of course, Jocelyn Wade. Thank you, Jocelyn. This is Nathan Wade's wife, who he filed for divorce from. She coughed up the bank records. Oh, look at this. Nathan got all this money, and he and little Fannie took a trip. Well, she's not little, but. Flights from Atlanta to Miami and American Airlines bought October 4th, 2022. Flights from Atlanta to San Francisco, April 25th, 2023. Napa Valley Hotel transactions receipts, May 14th, 2023. Napa Valley, the wine's good. You visit Situi Winery while you're out there? Here's Mr. Wade, Nathan Wade, an attorney with a private law firm, has argued at nearly every hearing in the Trump case since its inception, and now all of a sudden this is coming out. Mike Roman, one of the defendants, brought to light this alleged relationship. You knew they were going to dig up the goods on her. Mr. Wade had been paid about $650,000 at a rate of $250 an hour with public funds. And then he got other funds that were used to pay for lavish vacations with Ms. Willis. So she was getting a little booty scratch, it looks like, right? Yep. See how it works? See, this is corrupt. This is corrupt government. This is corporate government for you. Oh, and by the way, Judge Wilson, you know, and Judge Bassett, these are two Washington state judges that have basically said, you know, this ain't happening as far as Trump's name being taken off the ballot in Washington state. Judge Mary Sue Wilson and Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Bassett dismissed the same court case by a bunch of people that said that they were damaged. They weren't. And, of course, now the Supreme Court is going to be taking it up very soon. The Justice Department, by the way, has confirmed the authenticity of the Hunter Biden laptop, which it says matches iCloud data. All right, so everybody was lied to. And you wonder why the Democrats and independents are now looking at this whole thing. Now, see, I really think they could care less about Hunter Biden. I really do. I don't think it matters to them. What matters to them is the fact that they are being raped at the gas pump and in the grocery store. I think that's what really matters here. So, you know, Hunter can say what he wants as far as vindictive prosecution. Now, the real truth is Daddy Joe made himself politically accessible when he was vice president and got paid for doing it. We'll be back with more news, something James O'Keefe just uncovered after these important words from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And it's 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. I mentioned before we went to break about James O'Keefe. He started up his own network after leaving Project Veritas, and now he's got O'Keefe Media. And apparently he's uncovered a shadowy network of secretive nonprofits, some of which are funded by taxpayers. They are facilitating the invasion of illegals on the southern border. One of them is Alita's Angels. This is a brand new nonprofit with no tax records on file that operates inside of an old bank building in the Arizona border town of Nogales. And of course, he just followed the trail of the migrant vans right to the source, visiting the Arizona border town of Nogales, where they encountered some rude and suspicious Alita's Angels, or NGO, workers who once again called the police on him. And of course, a volunteer with the American Red Cross, who wouldn't give the name, tried to prevent him from filming outside a migrant facility, kept sticking his hand over the cameras. Then when they questioned a volunteer with the NGO, she said, "I'm your father," and stormed off. So, of course, Nogales police officer showed up, questioned O'Keefe and their crew after Elitist and Red Cross workers falsely accused them of using racial slurs and inhibiting their movement. And, of course, they tried to get the officer's first name. He refused to give it. When we FOIA'd, when they FOIA'd the body cam footage, we were told Nogales police don't use them. Gee, I wonder why. You think they're on the take, too? Of course, after Elitist, the migrants are crammed into buses like cattle to a processing facility an hour away in Tucson. So this is O'Keefe. That full story is going to be part of the email blast there. So alitasangels.com is their website. That's A-L-I-T-A-S, alitasangels.com. And you know the Red Cross is involved. You really want to donate to them? Bad enough, some of you still are donating blood. How do you know the blood that you're getting in a transfusion isn't contaminated? An alarming video recorded by a witness on the ground in Florida shows the moment flames were shooting out of the back of a Boeing plane mid-flight. Late last week, the 747 cargo plane was forced to go back to Miami International Airport and land again, which they did without incident. The FAA revealed the plane had a softball-sized hole above its engine that failed in mid-flight. Don't know what caused it. And, of course, all the media was directed to call Atlas Air. Now, Atlas Air, there's a lot of pilots out there that were complaining because Atlas Air was mandating all their pilots get the jab. We have had, you remember Lane, he was on the show. He flew for Atlas Air. He's now dead, shot to death by cops down in Florida. We talked about that some time ago. But now the attention is back on Boeing again because apparently, I mean, you know, what happened with that 737 MAX 9 operated by Alaska Airlines? And some guy found the door in his backyard, some science teacher. Now, here's the way, if you want to censor bad news, just go raid all the local newspaper machines. That's what somebody did. Nearly all the copies of a small-town Colorado newspaper in Ouray County, the Plain Dealer, that's their newspaper there, the same day they published a story about charges being filed over rapes alleging to have occurred and an underage drinking party at the police chief's house while the chief was asleep, according to the owner and publisher. Mike Wiggins vowed to get to the bottom of it. Says, if you hope to silence or intimidate us, you failed miserably. We're going to find out who did this. Another press run is imminent. So out with it. But see, somebody went there and paid a dollar to get a copy of the Plain Dealer out of the newspaper boxes. There were 12 of them. And instead of paying, you know, a dollar for each copy, no, they just paid for one copy to get the box open, took all the newspapers out of it. Every one of them, including the cover. You know, they slipped one down in the front slot so you can see the headline. All of them gone. I think they left one. So now the about 250 newspapers filled the racks Friday morning in Ouray County. It's home to about 5,000 people. Somebody was going to try to make it so the public couldn't read the story. So they spent about $12 opening racks and removing all the newspapers from all the location. They missed one newspaper rack at a coffee shop. So about 200 papers were stolen. Of course, Wiggins, the publisher, said he was glad the racks themselves weren't damaged. But the thing is, somebody is out there trying not to get the word out that a police chief was in bed sleeping while there were alleged rapes occurring at an underage drinking party at his house. Boy, you talk about giving the town a black eye. The CDC is back in the news again, this time with a recall warning. Those of you shopping at Sam's Club and Costco. Oh, don't those appetizers in the food case look lovely? Oh, it would look so good on our charcuterie board. Wouldn't that be nice? Everybody likes to have these little posh fancy parties, and they have all these little meat products and meat and cheese wraps thing and prosciutto, and aren't we classy? Well, guess what? Anybody that went out and bought Fratelli Beretta brand, Antipasto Grand Beretta, now you're looking at salmonella contamination, and now the CDC is investigating in 22 states where these reported products were sold in Sam's Club and Costco. Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin. 24 illnesses, 5 hospitalizations in 14 states, and boy, they're going full tilt boogie. The meat trays come in twin packs. Now, here you go. Italian dry salami, dry coppa, prosciutto, black pepper-coated dry salami, as well as prosciutto, sweet sopressata, and dry coppa. Thank goodness we didn't buy any of that. Bassetto brand is what it's called. It's charcuterie sampler from Sam's Club, or Fratelli Beretta brand, and Antipasto Grand Beretta from Costco. Boy, tell you what, if you're holding stock in either one of those companies, I wonder what it's going to do to the stock. And of course, those of you that suspect you might have symptoms, you need to call your healthcare provider right away and tell them, I've got a fever higher than 102 degrees. I've got diarrhea. I've got bloody diarrhea. I have diarrhea for more than 3 days without any sign of improvement. I have diarrhea of the mouth. So much vomiting, they can't drink liquids, as well as a sign of dehydration. Dry mouth, dry throat, not as much urination, feeling dizzy or lightheaded when standing. Symptoms of this bacterial infection tend to start between 6 hours and 6 days after a person consumes it and gets a bacteria in their system. Most people recover without treatment 4 to 7 days, all right? So if you're crazy enough to buy all this ultra-processed food, you get what you get. Wow. You want to try to get more votes? Just cancel people's student loan debt. That's what Biden's trying to do. He canceled another $4.9 billion in federal student loan debt owed to some 73,600 borrowers. Yeah, that's who owns it, who owes it. $5 billion, damn near. A majority of whom are public servants. Isn't that amazing how that works? Yep, out of the 73,600 beneficiaries announced over the weekend, 43,900 are getting $3.2 billion in student loan discharge through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Yep, all those student loan balances magically wiped away for those working in public service jobs like teachers, nurses, or police officers once they've made 10 years of qualifying payments. Wow. You think that they paid enough interest on those student loans and that all of these, these loans, there's over 20,000 securitized student loan trusts out there. Yeah. Do you remember Biden, besides that, goes out and starts touting Ford Motor Company's electric truck? Well, guess what? They just cut back on their production. 1,400 auto workers at the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan, they can be moved to other manufacturing jobs at the company or being offered retirement packages in the alternative. They're scaling back production on all of the electric F-150 Lightnings due to lack of demand. Yep, homeowners, American consumers are sending a message saying we're not buying this. We know what happens in cold weather. You know, batteries in cold weather don't get along too well. U.S. existing home sales, by the way, fell to a near 30-year low, according to National Association of Realtors. You know, the interest rates have a lot to do with it. And there really isn't that much inventory because people are freaking out. They don't like these high interest rates. You think you're trying to control inflation? Remember what Thomas Jefferson said about inflation, deflation, and this little roller coaster they're sending us on. If you're not preparing, that's a problem. I'll tell you, one of the things you can do and prepare, this is why Fred Joshefsky's out here. I'm holding up one of these Franklin half dollars, pre-1964. I want you to hear this. That doesn't sound like a regular half dollar, does it? Nope. That's because it's 0.90% silver. 90% silver. If you're not stocking up on it, that's why Fred Jaszewski with uscoincapital.com is one of our sponsors. And he's got deals galore out there. You need to call him and let him know we sent you. American Airlines flight attendant. See? Oh, boy. Talk about fly the friendly skies. You know, they're a little too friendly. I'm going to tell you a little story, and it was about a man named Brady. All right? I know, Brady, you're holding. Trust me, we'll get to your call here. I want to get a couple of these news stories out of the way before we get to your call. And we'll talk about the fact that you're being blocked, and it wasn't us doing it. Folks, they're trying to censor our show. They're blocking people from trying to get through on our phone line to comment on our show. We're being censored. And why is that? Well, if we weren't talking about the truth on this program, they would simply just ignore us. Yeah, they're spreading the mainstream narrative. No, we're not. One of the reasons why they're targeting us. American Airlines flight attendant has been arrested. What for? Well, he took his little iPhone and taped it in the plane restroom and allegedly recorded five minor girls using the bathroom between January and September of last year. 37-year-old Estes Carter Thompson III, flight attendant, has been arrested. Authorities launched an investigation after a 14-year-old girl said she found an iPhone taped to a toilet seat lid on a flight from Boston to Charlotte. An image shows the suspect in the case, and of course, he no longer works for the airline, according to Queen City News. The victim reported the claim she was waiting to use one of the restrooms on the plane when Thompson told her she could use the first class one. Prior to using it, the girl claimed he went inside the restroom to allegedly wash his hands for a few moments. While using the bathroom, victim saw stickers on the underside of the toilet seat that read inoperative catering equipment, removed from service and seat broken. And beneath those stickers, she found the phone. After she spotted the device, she took pictures of it on her own phone to show her parents. The victim told investigators as soon as she left the lab, Thompson entered it. The minor told her parents. The parents reported it to crew members. The father confronted the suspect who re-entered the restroom. Video footage shows an image of what appeared to be the red and white stickers. It's all there. The phone's light appears to have been switched on. He was taking pictures of people's tushy. Wow. And of course, these hundreds of images of potentially AI-generated kiddie porn were found stored on his iCloud. Yeah, this is the U.S. attorney for the Office of Massachusetts. They're going after him. Wow. The family of the 14-year-old has filed a lawsuit in the case. Wonder how Americans going to handle that. Makes you really trust the airline, doesn't it? Yeah, they used to put those signs up there. You know, you sprinkle when you tinkle, so be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. Well, you got more to worry about than just that now. Now you got these pedophiles out there putting phones where they can tape people's private parts while they're trying to go to the bathroom on an airline. Wow. Man, you see what this country's come to? And then there's this gas station called Come and Go. That's K-U-M, not the other way, all right? And I thought, you know what would be really interesting? I drove by one of those gas stations once ago, Come and Go. Gee, I wonder if they would put an In-N-Out burger next door so you'd have In-N-Out, Come and Go. I mean, you talk about innuendos. Well, guess what? They've all been bought out, and the new owner of the gas station and convenience store is going to rebrand the name and get the signs off of there because it sounds just a little bit too sexual. No disrespect to Come and Go, but the answer is pretty clear, according to the the new owners, Utah-based Magalit family that owns FJ Management. They're going to rebrand it and give them a new name. They're tired of people saying Come and Go. Isn't that cute? Sports Illustrated has ended the employment of the publication's entire staff, leaving the very existence of the nearly 70-year-old magazine in doubt. Well, they have a swimsuit issue this year. Oh, my. You see, the SI brand, this whole thing is just, it's getting crazy. But, you know, all these guys out there that go to football games, that watch the NFL, that watch the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders who are all whining and complaining to the Green Bay Packers, said some very bad things to them and caused them to burst into tears. And yeah. Oh, well, you see, then you got blackface. You got that whole story and everybody's pointing fingers. And you can't even go to an NFL game without people beating the snot out of each other. It's crazy, isn't it? Representative Elise Stefanik of New York has filed a judicial complaint against Sir Arthur the Judge Angeron. Yep. Saying he's politically biased. You got him in a top clerk, too. She challenged the New York Court of Appeals dismissal of President Trump's appeal against the gag order. The court dodged addressing a crucial issue, which has ramifications for all New Yorkers. Simply stated, it's unacceptable any judge in America would place an unconstitutional gag order on a defendant, according to the complaint. She warned the decision undermines the public's faith and confidence in the New York courts. Gee, Elise, you think? Yeah, this show trial's coming to a close. We'll see how that turns out. Before we move on to the health segment, no, Brady, we haven't blocked your call, but somebody out there was doing it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, that was going on for a few days. I kind of got to the, I called in like on Thursday. Why is it always going to a busy signal? Well, I found out they're blocking me, but it's been going on for a few years now. I've been exposing it from the left and their lies and their fear porn is what they put out there ever since the COVID jab started and the fake election. When they put Biden in, I've been exposing these people since day one, and they don't like it, along with what's happening over in Israel, and now they're being brought in front of the International World Court by South Africa for mass genocide. And day one, when Israel went and started bombing everybody, I said it was mass genocide. So it's taken 100 or so days for everybody to jump on board. But the problem that we have here now with the International World Court, same thing which is happening in Ukraine, is the United States is giving them the bombs that are blowing apart all the Palestinian people and the Ukrainian people. So by a proxy, we're just as guilty as Israel or Ukraine, and we're going to be held next, and we're going to be put on trial in the International World Court.
Well, I don't know that it's going to be us that's put on trial. It's going to be the powers that be that are giving them the money. You know, I wish they could haul the president and all of Congress up there and just go after those rhinos that are siding with the Democrats and giving them money. You know, you want to know, you shall know them by their fruits. I mean, this is the way that things work in D.C. They want to engage in a war. They want to fund a war. They're being bought up by the bankers. The bankers are financing both sides of it. They've got everybody politically infighting. The more divisive issues they can get this country. And now they're going to spring disease X on us. And the World Health Organization is going to try to make everybody sign off on this stupid world pandemic authority, false authority being given to the UN. What say to you to that?
Well, one thing, did you see in Colorado over the weekend? They're giving Ebola shots now to the frontline workers, kind of like how the death jabs were given out. And what did they say on Ebola? We're going to give you a live vaccine so you can shed upon all your patients that come in to see you. Isn't that great? They actually say it's a shedding Ebola virus. Don't you think we should shut down every facility out there right now that's doing gain-of-function research should be blown off this world map? Why isn't anybody stopping this scientist that are supposedly, they're not scientists, but unfortunately this whole world has to listen to the scientists, so-called, of the world. I'm sick of it. It's time to get rid of the so-called scientists.
Well, you know what? That's half of our problem is we got all these scientists figuring out ways to reduce the population. Trust me, Brady, the world population is reducing on its own, starting with China and the U.S. People are having less and less kids. And pretty soon when they manage to murder most of our elderly population because they were not smart enough to understand they were being fooled by the government who was out there to hammer them with full of shots that have this genetic garbage in it. Well, we have a problem, and the population is going to be reduced to the point where all that's left is sex slaves for the elite. you know, if they didn't get enough little booty when they were in Davos, they'll get some at home. Trust me. They'll figure it out. This is why we have such a corrupt Congress out there that I wonder about. This is all Washington, D.C. incorporated, folks. It's the way it is. We'll get on to some health news after the top of the hour break about vitamin C deficiency being linked to the higher risk of early onset dementia. Believe it or not, we'll get to it after these important messages. Power Mall opens in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.